passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Despite improved public relations about them, some people simply remain terrified of bats.
A lot of people fear bats because of so many myths and superstitions associated with them.
Meg Goodman is the former bat biologist for Texas Parks and Wildlife. According to Goodman, contrary to popular belief, bats will not purposely entangle themselves in your hair or attempt to suck your blood.
We do a lot of work to get the message across that bats are actually very, very beneficial for us, and they're very gentle creatures and very interesting to learn about and learn from.
Fortunately, we're finally beginning to appreciate bats. In fact, we have even started to look forward to seeing certain bats, such as the Mexican free-tail, that winters in Mexico and summers in Texas.
The Mexican free-tailed bat is probably one of our most common bats in the state, and people know it because it lives in such large numbers in places such as bridges and caves and makes nightly emergences that many people can come out and watch.
Tomorrow we examine how these furry flyers benefit man.
The Mexican free-tailed bat in particular is really valuable for agricultural purposes.
That's our show. Thank you for joining us. We record our series in Austin at the Production Block Studios. Austin, by the way, is the bat capital of Texas, and it's not bragging if it's true. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.